As we've been reporting, the Senate has reached a deal on a stimulus package to respond to the economic downturn as a result of the coronavirus outbreak. There will be direct payment to Americans, a new lending program, and help for airports and gig workers, just to name a few of the provisions. For a more detailed look at the package, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and check in with Chris Lafakis, director of at Moody's Analytics. Chris, allow me to ask the question for those who are driving in their cars and can't. How does this impact me?
Well, in a number of ways. First, households will get direct checks. The U.S. residents with adjusted gross incomes up to $75,000 and $150,000 for married couples would get $1,200 a person, so $2,400 for couples, and they're eligible for $500 credit per child. There are also provisions for expanding unemployment insurance. The unemployment insurance could be $600 more than what it would typically be per week. Obviously, the senators are still haggling over that key point, and we'll have to see where that shakes out. But those are the main two elements for individuals, and then there's a lot of other money for, you know, hospitals, state governments, airlines, small businesses, and large businesses.
When it comes to extending state unemployment insurance that you mentioned they're still haggling over because it's not a done deal, would that require state action as well in order for that to happen? California state officials would have to make that happen?
First we need the federal government to appropriate the funding. And then it would be up to the states, because the states actually administer the unemployment insurance program. So it would be up to the states to administer the programs just as it normally would. But in this case, there would be more money that would be available for states to make payments.
Chris, sort of a bottom line question. Is this going to be enough for Wall Street at this point?
Well, Wall Street has rallied tremendously throughout the week with the expectation that this will ultimately get done. And there's been very positive comments by the leaders of both the House and the Senate that it will get done. Particularly the $500 billion fund to give loans to businesses is very important for Wall Street, because it takes off the table the worst case outcome for a lot of these businesses that have their cash flows impaired right now.
Thank you so much. That's Chris Lafakis, director at Moody's Analytics.